KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
In high school sports last night, a girls' volleyball play, Class 3A semifinal round action. It was Red Oak defeating ADM 3-2. Red Oak winning the first, ADM winning the first two games by a 25-16 and 25-19 scores, only to see Red Oak storm back to take the final three games. 25-23, 25-20, and 15-8 were the game scores as Red Oak advances. Also moving on, Harlan, they beat Glenwood in three straight games, 13-16 and 18 the scores. That sets up a 3A regional final next Wednesday, which will be played in Atlantic as Harlan will face Red Oak for the state tournament bid. In Class 4A regional semis last night, Abe Lincoln disposed of Thomas Jefferson in three straight, 21-16 and 21 the game scores. That sends Abe Lincoln into the 4A regional final next Wednesday at Adel at ADM High School. They'll face off against Urbandale in that match. Regional semis set for tonight in Class 1A and 2A volleyball play. In 1A, at Woodbine tonight, Arweva faces River Valley. At Bedford, Lamoni plays Corning. And at Tabor tonight, it'll be Stanton versus Nishnabotna. Those winners all moving on in 1A tournament play. In 2A tonight at Jefferson, Kemper Catholic will face Roland Story. While at Griswold tonight, it'll be St. Albert facing Clarinda Academy. Those winners moving on to the regional finals as well. All those matches getting underway tonight at 7 o'clock. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals twice were down to their final strike, but they rallied to beat the Texas Rangers 10-9 on an 11th inning walk-off homer by David Freese. That ended a 4-hour, 33-minute classic Game 6 that began with a rash of errors, but will be remembered as the game in which the Cardinals refused to go away. As a result of Freese's heroics, the baseball season will go to a Game 7 tonight. It's the first time since 2002 that the World Series goes the distance, ending the longest gap in baseball history. The Cardinals are the first team in the history of the World Series to score runs in the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th innings. Freese delivered the first walk-off homer in Cards World Series history. Freese called his big hit an incredible feeling. The Rangers took the lead in the 7th on back-to-back home runs by Adrian Beltre and Nelson Cruz, but the Cardinals chipped away and then tied it with 2 in the 9th on an opposite field triple by Freese. Then Josh Hamilton's 2-run homer in the 10th inning put the Rangers ahead 9-7. It was the first home run in 82 at-bats for Hamilton, who was playing despite a groin injury. The Cardinals, though, tied it with 2 runs in the bottom of the 10th inning as Lance Berkman, who hit a 2-run homer earlier in the game, tied it with a 2-out single in the 10th inning. Game 6 was an error-filled affair by both teams. The Cards made 3 errors and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will pitch Matt Harrison, who lost Game 3 tonight. Cards manager Tony La Russa must decide whether to send ace Chris Carpenter to the mound on short rest this evening or start Kyle Loesch or Edwin Jackson. We'll have Game 7 for you tonight here on KJAN with the ESPN Radio Broadcast pregame show getting underway at 6 o'clock this evening. Cardinals also made some news off the field yesterday as St. Louis picked up a 2-year, $21 million contract option with injured right-hander Adam Wainwright, setting their rotation for next season. Wainwright is rehabbing from elbow surgery in February. The Cardinals earlier picked up the option on Chris Carpenter's contract, while Jaime Garcia, Kyle Loesch, and Jake Westbrook are all signed for 2012. On to football now, where in college football last night, Houston quarterback Case Keenum threw the ball all over the yard. He threw nine touchdown passes to set the Football Bowl subdivision record for career touchdown tosses as the 18th-ranked Cougars overcame a slow start in a 73-34 win over Rice. Keenum, who became the FBS career leader in total offense last week, now has 139 career touchdown passes. A Division I Board of Directors is giving conferences the option of adding $2,000 in spending money as part of athletic scholarships. The schools will also be able to decide whether to award scholarships for multiple years. Currently, scholarships include money only for tuition, room and board, books and fees, and are awarded on an annual basis. The board also agreed to start banning schools from postseason play if they don't meet benchmarks on academics. Boise State President Bob Kustra says he's had an informative meeting with Big East Conference executives, but is in no hurry to make a decision on whether to join the conference. The University of Houston's Board of Regents voted unanimously Thursday night to give Chancellor and President Renu Kater authority to negotiate a contract to move the Cougars into a more lucrative league, likely the Big East. Commissioner Mike Slive says the Southeastern Conference transition team that includes Texas A&M is working on scheduling for both the 13 and 14 school league, just in case the SEC expands further. Slive wouldn't say whether any 14-team scenario would include Missouri. The University of Central Florida's Board of Trustees has unanimously voted to give school president John Hitt authority to negotiate a contract for its athletics programs to join a new conference. That vote came during a brief meeting today following an update about discussions that Hitt's had with officials from a conference he declined to identify. The league could be the Big East, which met with UCF officials recently. Hitt described discussions today as rapid and says an invitation could come in a matter of days. The Big East is looking to add football members after recently losing Syracuse, Pittsburgh, and TCU. It's considering adding UCF along with fellow Conference USA members SMU and Houston for all sports and Boise State, Navy, and Air Force for football only. Commissioner Jim Delaney insists that expansion remains on the Big Ten's back burner. While the national landscape continues to change, Delaney says his conference is as happy as could be with 12 members. He says the Big Ten is not in an active mode, and the conference is simply monitoring what's happening. Nebraska jumped from the Big 12 and started Big Ten play this year, allowing for 2 6-team divisions and a championship game in football. Notre Dame is often linked to the Big Ten. Delaney says he spoke to athletic director Jack Swarbrick a few months ago about hockey, though, not about expansion. In NFL news, the Bears have released Chris Harris after the veteran safety asked for a trade, ending his second run with the team. After being benched for a win over Minnesota the previous week and with Major Wright nursing a hip injury, Harris started in Chicago's 24-18 win over Tampa Bay in London on Sunday. Harris had missed 3 games with a hamstring injury and struggled in a Monday night loss to Detroit before that Vikings game. Browns running back Peyton Hillis is not practicing one day after returning from a strained left hamstring. He missed Sunday's game against Seattle with the injury and practiced Wednesday for the first time since getting hurt during Cleveland's October 16th game at Oakland. Browns coach Pat Shurmur says Hillis is a little sore. Detroit quarterback Matthew Stafford worked with the first team at practice, a sign of progress after he hurt his ankle last weekend. Stafford has completed 60% of his passes this season for 1,912 yards and 16 touchdowns, along with 4 interceptions. The Lions will play at Denver on Sunday. Titans quarterback Matt Hasselbeck says his right thumb feels just fine and won't be an issue when Tennessee faces Indianapolis on Sunday. Hasselbeck practiced fully yesterday after being limited Wednesday. He says he bruised the thumb in last week's 41-7 loss to Houston. Giants defensive end Justin Tuck is expected to return to action against Miami on Sunday. He's missed 4 of the first 6 games with neck and groin injuries. Washington fullback Mike Sellers is hospitalized after hurting his back on a rowing machine in the team's weight room. Coach Mike Shanahan says that Sellers would stay in the hospital overnight. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says sophomore guard Devin Marble is being held out of preseason practices with a concussion. McCaffrey said Thursday during Big Ten Media Day in Chicago that Marble suffered a concussion less than a week into fall practice, which began on October 15th. McCaffrey says Marble, who averaged 5.7 points a game last season, looks and feels fine, but McCaffrey says Marble still has to pass a variety of tests that aren't going as well. McCaffrey also says center Andrew Brommer hurt his knee on the first day of practice and won't be ready to play for another 3 weeks. Well, it's been 5 years since the postseason was even a somewhat reasonable goal at Iowa. The Hawkeyes finished 11-20 a year ago, but they have nearly everyone back from last year's team that got progressively better as the season wore on. The experience earned through a year playing under coach Fran McCaffrey should put Iowa in position to be competitive in the Big Ten. The Hawkeyes haven't posted a winning season since former coach Steve Alford's final team went 17-14 in 2006-07. They open up the regular season November 11th at home against Chicago State. The NBA owners and players have held a 7.5-hour negotiating session Thursday in an attempt to end the lockout. Those talks are to resume today. Players Union President Derek Fisher said some progress was made. NBA Commissioner David Stern agreed and said he was looking forward to making additional progress today. Stern said there's no guarantee of a deal, but he said, quote, we're going to give it one heck of a shot. Through the first 2 weeks of the season, they've been canceled so far because of the lockout. Union Executive Director Billy Hunter said he believed 82 games would still be possible with a deal by Sunday or Monday. Minnesota Timberwolves forward Michael Beasley is accusing his former agent and an AAU coach of conspiring to forge a relationship with him from the age of 14 and giving his mother improper cash benefits while Beasley starred at Kansas State, all in an effort to land the basketball prodigy as a client. Beasley laid out the allegations in a lawsuit filed in Maryland a month ago in response to agent Joel Bell's wrongful termination lawsuit against him. Beasley said Bell gave his mother living expenses when he went to school there, which would likely violate NCAA rules and federal regulations governing sports agents. And in the National Hockey League last night, Buffalo beat Columbus 4-2, Montreal 2-1 over Boston, Pittsburgh a shootout winner over the New York Islanders 3-2, Toronto down the New York Rangers 4-2, Winnipeg outscored Philadelphia 9-8. It was Ottawa over Florida 4-3, Anaheim 3-2 over Minnesota, Nashville beat Tampa Bay 5-3, Los Angeles 5-3 over Dallas, Edmonton 2-1 over Washington, while Phoenix beat New Jersey 5-3. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Oneida. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.